From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama could rack up another legislative victory today when the Senate votes on a New START treaty. It appears there will be the two-thirds majority votes needed to ratify the deal between the United States and Russia. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman John Kerry is thanking Republican senators who voted to advance the issue.
This would not have happened without bipartisanship. And I'm very grateful to a number of senators on the other side of the aisle who decided that this was the moment to act for the national security interests of our country.
The treaty would reduce the limit on strategic nuclear weapons in the United States and Russia within 7 years. It also calls for a system to verify that those goals are met and maintained. Six counties in California are under a state of emergency because of potential mudslides and flooding. Heavy rain has been falling on much of the state for nearly a week, and the latest storm may bring even heavier downpours.
The peak of the storm could drop 2 inches of rain an hour in some areas. As a precaution, officials have ordered the evacuation of more than 200 homes in the foothills beneath the areas that burned in the massive wildfire last year. Geologists have already detected a debris flow of rocks and mud about 3 feet deep in the area, and fear it could get much worse in the heavier rains. Some roads around Southern California have been closed because of overflowing streams or falling rock. Hikers stranded by a flooded stream bed were rescued by helicopter. But the rains have also been a relief to a state that suffered 3 years of drought. The Sierra snowpack, one of the state's main water sources, is almost double what's considered normal for this time of year. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
The disputed leader of Ivory Coast has broken his silence for the first time since the escalation of the post-electoral crisis in that country. Laurent Gbagbo still insists he is the West African nation's legitimate president. And NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arctin reports that the United Nations is again warning of the threat of renewed civil war.
In a nationwide televised address, Laurent Gbagbo ruled out a return to civil war in Ivory Coast and called for dialogue on all sides. Despite calling for international mediation and reconciliation, Gbagbo accuses the camp of his presidential challenger, Alassane Ouattara, of fanning the flames of violence and war. The UN is accusing the Gbagbo camp of using mercenaries from neighboring Liberia and perhaps Angola to shore up his beleaguered regime. Ban Ki-moon says Gbagbo's forces are trying to blockade UN peacekeepers protecting Ouattara, the presidential challenger recognized by African and world leaders, including President Obama, as the winning candidate. Ophabia Quist-Arctin, NPR News, Dakar.
Asian stock markets closed mixed today following gains on Wall Street. Shares rose in Hong Kong but fell in Tokyo and Shanghai. This is NPR. The French-based airline maker Airbus is sending out a new safety warning about a speed sensor that was implicated in a deadly crash in the Atlantic last year. Frank Browning reports.
Airbus sent warnings to 100 Airbus operators of a possible dangerous malfunction of the so-called pitot tubes that are mounted on the sides of the aircraft to monitor air pressure and speed. The Toulouse-based company said that the pitot tubes used on its long-haul wide-body planes could send matching false information. The company urged pilots not to switch on the automatic pilot if they suspect that they're getting false readings. Air France Flight 447 crashed a year and a half ago in the mid-Atlantic after monitors showed contradictory speed readings, though it remains unclear if that was the only problem. 228 people died in that crash. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Connecticut's top-ranked women's basketball team is making history with its 89 consecutive victories. NPR's Mike Pesca says this puts the team on par with the UCLA men.
Overall, the UCLA men are regarded as the best team in the history of college basketball. But you have to really include the UConn women in that same breath. The streak shows that they have a great program. They've won two consecutive national championships. They're going for their third. They haven't lost in 2+ years, and 89 wins in a row, and we should add 89 wins in a row in counting, is a remarkable accomplishment, very much comparable with the UCLA men.
NPR's Mike Pesca. 9-year-old Samuel Sevian of Santa Clara, California, is the youngest person in the U.S. to ever become a chess master. Samuel turns 10 on Sunday. This is NPR News.